and you're listening to the Texas Standard. The most wonderful time of the year has come and gone, and it's been replaced by what you might say is one of the worst times of the year, flu season. And this year, it's particularly bad in Texas, maybe the worst spot in the country for the flu, in fact. So why is that? Here to tell us more is Dr. Robert Legare-Atmar. He's a professor and interim chief of infectious diseases at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Dr. Atmar, thanks so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
So there's a Baylor College of Medicine press release from back in September in which you say this flu season could be severe. What led you to that prediction?
There had been a severe flu epidemic in Australia over their winter months, our summer months, and the last couple of seasons have been relatively mild as flu seasons go, so I thought we were due.
And your prediction seems to have come true. Texas also seems to be getting hit worse by the flu than other places. Is there any explanation for that?
Well, I think it feels bad to us. I'm not sure that we're that much worse than a few other states if you look at the CDC maps, but it certainly has been severe.
So from time to time we hear about how the flu shot isn't so great, and I've heard it, the effectiveness hasn't been perfect this year. Is that right?
Well, we haven't seen effectiveness studies yet from the United States. In Australia, against the influenza A H3N2 virus, which is a major virus that's circulating right now, causing 80 to 85% of the disease, it was only about 10% effective.
Hmm.
And on average, in a good year, the flu vaccine's about 50 to 60% effective. So it hasn't been as good as we would like, but it still does provide some protection.
The flu shot isn't perfect. It does help, as we mentioned. Do you see any way to improve the efficacy of the flu shot formulation process?
Well, I mean, there are a lot of things that are being done to try and improve the flu vaccine. But there's a lot that we don't, you know, even though we've been studying flu for over 100 years, there's a lot that we don't understand about it. In the coming months, we will decide what will go in next year's flu vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
So to a certain degree, you know, we're making an educated guess. And the reason for that is that it takes the vaccine manufacturers that period of time to do all the safety testing, production of the vaccine to have it ready for next season. So they have to decide relatively early on about what's going to go in the vaccine. I don't know that right now we're going to be able to improve on that much.
Mm-hmm. You know, I was just happened to be watching on PBS last night. There was a special about a terrible flu outbreak in the United States back in 1918. So 100 years ago, a terrible virus going around and was very deadly. Is there a possibility that we could have that kind of a flu that really kills people? Or have we advanced medicine so much that we have a much better chance of fighting something like that now?
So I saw that special last night, show last night also, and that was a pandemic virus, which means it was a virus that hadn't circulated in people previously, and is really what we fear the most. What we're suffering this year is a severe seasonal influenza strain, and the virus that's circulating is slightly changed from viruses that have circulated in the past, and generally speaking doesn't cause illness quite so severe or widespread as one sees during a pandemic.
Dr. Robert Legare-Atmar is a professor and interim chief of infectious diseases at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston. Dr. Atmar, thanks again for joining us on The Standard.
My pleasure.